This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's defense ministry has assessed in recent days that Russia's Wagner paramilitary group controls most of the eastern part of Bakhmut, with Ukrainian forces holding the western portion of the eastern Ukrainian city. VOA's Steve Koresh has more.
Wagner Group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin described the situation Sunday as very tough. Anna Chernikova is a VOA reporter in Kyiv.
Russian forces are trying to get to the central part of the city, and these tries are sometimes successful, sometimes not. But for the moment, the central part of the city remains under Ukrainian control.
Russia has targeted Bakhmut as a key part of its wider goal to seize the Donbas region. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to defend the city. Steve Koresh, VOA News, Washington.
Senior UN officials hosted Russian envoys in Geneva Monday in a bid to extend an export agreement amid Moscow's invasion of Ukraine and prevent a potential new spike in world food prices. Despite being at war, Ukraine and Russia struck a deal last July that allows Ukraine, one of the world's key bread baskets, to ship grain from its Black Sea ports and permits Russia to export food and fertilizers. A 120-day agreement, which helped take some of the sting out of rising global food prices, was renewed last November. That extension expires on Saturday. The international advocacy group Human Rights Watch says the war in Ukraine has had devastating consequences for children in residential institutions. In a report issued Monday, the rights group said children have been forcibly transferred to Russia and separated from their families and have suffered traumatic experiences of war and displacement. Russia has not commented on the HRW report. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.